We went to a hockey game
earlier this week, the Colorado Avalanche. They won in overtime. It was the most intense game I've been to, I think, in all my life. It was so fascinating. One of my favorite parts, though, was during one of the intermissions on one of those massive screens over the ice rink. If you've been to Ball Arena recently, you've seen that ginormous screen. And they're interviewing all the players. They're asking the players, if you could go back to any era throughout history, what era would you return to? And, you know, they're giving some silly, fun answers about the Coliseum, and they're giving answers about the 70s and the 60s and the 80s. And then my favorite response was from Nathan McKinnon. You know, MVP, he's like the greatest. He says, 14 billion years ago to figure out what's what. I love that answer. Because 13.8 billion years ago, scientists have figured out that all of the universe was a single point of infinitely compressed mass. And I'm just going to keep talking like we know what that means. And then all of a sudden, there was light. There was motion. There was movement. There was something. And all of that infinitely compressed mass became particles. Billions and billions of particles. Teeny tiny particles floating. And then those particles bonded, became atoms. And they bonded and became molecules. And then hundreds and thousands of years throughout the evolution of it all were cells. Something the universe had never seen before. Life. Cells. Oh my holy. When I sit and reflect on the grand universe, on the expansion of life, on atoms and particles and cells that I know nothing about, I can't think other than holy wow. Holy wow. Our leadership team is stoked. I'm using that word so importantly, stoked. We are stoked for 2025 because our theme is sacred this year. We want to lean into the holy wows of life. The holy wow and the holy now. We as a leadership team, we as a church want to continually lean into what it means to recognize our everyday lives as sacred. To recognize that, yes, Sunday mornings are very sacred, but your everyday lives are sacred. Your 9 to 5 is sacred. Your morning routine is sacred. Your evening routine is sacred. Every ritual of your everyday lives is permeated with the divine presence of God. We want to lean into the reality that everything is spiritual. I left a copy of my own book out front for you to see. Rob Bell wrote a book called Everything is Spiritual. And if you have not read that book, go pick up a copy for yourself and blow the dust off your soul to recognize that everything is interconnected. Everything is purposeful. There is nothing coincidental. There is nothing ordinary about life. Life is extraordinary because of God's presence in all and through all. Sacred now. Sacred now is the title of my sermon as we kick off 2025, as we kick off this new year in the season of Epiphany. We're going to be uncovering the sacred in every areas of our lives, in our relationships, in our work, in our careers, in our schools, in our studies, in our church, in our neighborhoods, in our homes. And today I want to talk about the sacred now, this very moment. As we enter into a new year and we're constantly thinking of goals and visions and resolutions and what does the next 360 days have in store for my life, we're anticipating the next while also reflecting upon the past year, the past of our lives. But I want to talk about the sacred now, because the most important time in all of history is right now. Right now is where your history unfolds. Right now is where that future you're anticipating is told. Right now, this sacred moment is the most important moment for all of us to awaken to. If you don't believe me, let's just take a deeper glance at what's happening right now. That breath that you just took, that expansion of the lungs within your body brought oxygen into your body. That oxygen attached to hemoglobin, attached to red blood cells. Simultaneously, your body created a waste product known as carbon dioxide and released that simultaneously for you to have fresh oxygen within your body. So much so that the four chambers of your heart are then allowed to pump blood, oxygen-rich blood, through a vast network of capillaries and veins and arteries throughout your entire body to the cellular level. Remember those cells I talked about just a minute ago? Those teeny tiny cells of life? And the mitochondria, the powerhouse of those cells, is creating energy within your body. Energy that is allowing movement and sustenance for your immune system, your digestive system, your nervous system, all while regulating your hormones throughout every season of your life, all while helping the muscles and the skeletal aspect of your body to move, to heal. Those little movements that you're making right now, the breath, all of that's happening. All of that is happening without your full awareness, because your body knows what you need in this moment. Holy wow, church! Did anybody stop and think about the cells, the mitochondria, your digestive system, your immune system? Maybe if you're recovering from a cold or you ate too much cheese this holiday season, you might be thinking about it. But have you ever stopped to think about what's happening in this very moment? That is miraculous. That is God's work in the universe of your own body, in your spiritual being, within this human flesh suit that you get to live in every single day. That is such a miracle. Not to mention that you're able to comprehend what I'm saying right now. You understand the language that I'm speaking. You also can think thoughts about an ancient old text that's thousands of years old. You can reflect upon the old and envision the future with your own mind. Not to mention the spirit speaking through your heart, your soul, and your mind. Friends, there is nothing ordinary about that. Nothing ordinary. And if human anatomy doesn't fascinate you this morning, let's talk about cosmology for a moment. Not cosmetology, although I am very interested in hair, makeup, and all things beauty as well. But I'm talking about the cosmos at large. Right now, the Earth is sitting on a tilt that scientists have somehow measured as 23.5 degrees. And while it's tilted, it's also rotating at 1,000 miles per hour. I don't feel it, but it's happening. And it's the very reason that we are physically experiencing day and night, why we are currently experiencing winter, the frost on our trees. But somehow the other hemisphere is experiencing summer right now. And not to mention there's a moon around Earth that all of us observe every evening, sometimes into the early mornings. And that moon has a gravitational pull and effect on the earth, on our oceans, on our tides. Granted, we are nowhere near an ocean right now. But if you have a friend who's near an ocean, or if you have a friend who loves to surf, they're talking about high tide and low tide because that's affected by the moon. And let's go even further. The Milky Way galaxies and the billions and billions of stars, stars that are dying every single moment, the galaxies beyond those stars, asteroids, comets, supernova, supermassive black holes, what? All of that is happening right now. As I'm preaching this sermon, and we're sitting here in these pews in Greenwood Village, Colorado. Holy wow. When you take a moment and recognize that none of that is coincidental, your life is not an accident. It's not an accident that our bodies sit at 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit. And the earth is tilted at 23.5 degrees. What? The precision. Because there's a God of the universe with such precise detail that cares about the days, the nights, the light, the darkness, the seasons of life that we go through. The prophet Isaiah is talking to Zion. Says to Jerusalem, arise, shine. Arise, shine. You've gone through darkness. You've been through oppression. You've been through the worst, but God still has favor upon your life. The prophet Isaiah is talking about the sacred now. He's talking about this moment in time. That moment in time, thousands of years ago, was the most important moment in time, just as this moment in time is the most important moment. Wake up. Rise to the occasion. Take a breath. Acknowledge that this moment is not by accident. The lives within this church, this covenant community, are not by accident. There's nothing coincidental. There's nothing ordinary. This moment is time. Is so sacred, is so spiritual, is so interconnected to the past, to the future, to the cosmos, to the moon. Speaking of the moon, we only see one side of the moon. We only see one side of the moon. Most of us know that there is a dark side of the moon, a shadow side of the moon. Just as cosmologists have come to find, there's something called dark matter. Dark matter makes up 27% of our universe. And dark matter isn't something that they can see, but they know dark matter is there because of the gravitational effects it has on the rest of the galaxies. They know dark matter is there because of the gravitational effects it has on the rest of the galaxies. I would be foolish to stand up here and talk about the miraculous now, the red blood cells, the lungs, the heart, all the systems at work, the cosmos at work, if I didn't also recognize that there's a shadow side to this present moment. That right now someone's gasping their very last breath on earth. That right now someone's getting a phone call about their parent or about their child. Or about that diagnosis. That right now there is terrorism. Right now there is oppression. Right now there is addiction. Right now there is suicide. Right now there is violence. Right now there is simultaneously a shadow side of life. Arise. Shine. That darkness is necessary for us to see the light. And I'm not about to stand up here and explain or defend darkness by any means, but if the darkness matter, the dark matter of the universe is responsible for the continual expansion of the universe, is necessary for the continual growth of the cosmos, then what does that say about the darkness of our own lives? What does that say about the shadow sides that we face in life? The darkness is just as important. But what's more important than the darkness is how we fixate ourselves on the light. There will be darkness, but that darkness will never, ever overcome the great light. The great light of Christ that we just celebrated on Christmas. Friends, there will be darkness this year. Some of you are experiencing that darkness right now. And I'm here to tell you, while that is very, very real, so is this. That beat, that breath, that ability to reach out and hug, the ability to shake a hand, the ability to feel something so divine and so unexplainable, that is the Holy Spirit at work in your life. That is the Holy Spirit inviting you into this present moment, saying that nothing else is as important as how you respond in this moment. And we respond by shining. Even when we don't feel like it, we can still shine in the darkness because we have been given the light of Christ to carry with us every single moment of our lives throughout all of our days. There's nothing ordinary about that. Today is January 5th, 2025, and there is nothing ordinary about today. Today is the most extraordinary, miraculous day of your life because you're here, right here, in this moment. You're not on January 26th. You're not on January 1st. You're right here. So breathe into this moment. Live into this moment. Show up fully as yourself. And know that everything is sacred. Everything is spiritual. Amen.